Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week post-Thanksgiving 2024. We hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th anniversary of serving campers this year, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is a highlight of their year. And this past week has been incredible for campers here at Camp Courageous. Nearly 1,000 campers were entertained here at Camp Courageous for the holidays. We did have a major problem with no snow, and Santa scheduled to come and visit with huge numbers of campers this past week. We had to pull out a favor. Huge thanks to Mike Dietmeyer, Weber Stone, for getting Santa to Camp Courageous. Here's Mike talking about that adventure.
Hi folks, my name is Mike Dietmeyer. I'm from Weber Stone Company, and this is my Bell 505 helicopter behind me. We got the opportunity to fly Santa into Camp Courageous. It was a wonderful flight. It took something like 24 hours to fly in from the North Pole, lots of fuel stops. We made it and made it on time safely. You know, I, of course, have the part of getting the helicopter back out of here safely, and that's going to be a piece of cake.
What motivates you to do this?
Here at Camp Courageous, Charlie Becker called and asked if I would do him a very big favor, and I said we would be extremely pleased to help him out with that. The good folks that are on the team at Weber Stone Company and all of our customers are the ones that make it all possible to bring this to Camp Courageous.
Campers were screaming with joy as they watched on the TV cameras in Durgan the helicopter come over the Lake Todd and then over the building and landing in the front. We had one wonderful volunteer with tears running down her cheeks saying, "I will remember this day for the rest of my life." It was about as heartwarming as they come. When the blade stopped, Santa jumped out to open arms of hundreds of campers with special needs. They escorted Santa into his chair inside Durgan, where he gave out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of gifts. One can see on Facebook where the Grinch tried to grab some of the gifts, but the campers stopped him in his tracks. I was fortunate to be friends of Mike Dyer's grandpa, Bill Weber, founder of Weber Stone back in 1952, just outside of Anamosa. Bill taught me firsthand the difference between stone and brick and block and everything else that kind of goes along in that niche. A truly fascinating business. Bill and I hit it off immediately, both being Dubuquers. If Bill was still alive, he'd be 111 today. He passed away back in 1988 at the age of 74. And there's a beautiful granite picture of him and his wife, Marge, over at the Weber Guest House. Bill Weber was among the first to step foot on what is today Camp Courageous back in 1972. Bill owned Weber Stone in Stone City. Bill donated all the stone that went into those original five buildings. Future generations, Frank and Joyce Dietmeyer, and then their children now, Mike Dietmeyer and Pat Dietmeyer, and so many others, have continued that tradition that Bill started back in 1972. Big appreciation goes out to Weber Stone, our friends forever, for all that they've done over all these years. Camp Courageous continues to be looking for an assistant aquatics director and counselors. If you know of anybody that's interested in work here at Camp Courageous, we would love to have them on board. A big thank you to the quarter running group. We had our good friends Jeff and Candy Mullen present camp a bunch of t-shirts and medals and things like that that the campers love to know. And so a big thank you to Jeff and Candy for their decades of support. Had the good fortune to visit with Bill Berger. Bill's been a great supporter of the camp for many, many years, a fascinating individual. We're going to try to get him over here to help us out with orientation. Bill was enrolled at UNI back during the fall of 1981 when he suffered a life-changing accident over Labor Day break that resulted in him being a T12 paraplegic. He did his rehab for a few months and went back to UNI in January. And for the next semester, he graduated from there in 1986 with an accounting degree, passed his CPA exam, and has had a very successful career at Transamerica, which used to be Life Investor. A big thank you to Bill and his wife, LaRie. They have provided camp with a lot of camp equipment, telescopes, furniture, fishing equipment, you name it. A wonderful couple, and a huge thank you to both of them. Special thank you to Brett Adams, who is store manager at the Monticello Dollar Fresh, for allowing camp to have a Field the Van event there. We had Nikki Becker-Yankovic, Rux Yankovic, camper Cooper Yankovic, and Stacy Tice, whose idea was, and they fill up the van a great time. Also, a big thank you to our good friend Mike Moran. Mike's been a friend for decades. Used to be a KGA years ago, and now he's part of Fleming Irrigation. They generously provided us irrigation for our above ground garden area. All those vegetables then go on into our kitchen area. Mike is also a part of Yanda Motors, which has been fixing our motors for a long, long time. Big thank you to a couple great companies, Fleming Irrigation, Yanda Motor Services, and Mike Moran, for making it all possible. We had a great Fuel Iowa week. A big thank you to all of our friends, our petroleum markers that have supported the camp for years and years. Camp Courageous' winter sale continues here at Camp Courageous in our main lodge. It's open from 8 to 4. On Monday through Thursday, Fridays from 8 to 6, and closed on Saturdays. They open the first Sunday of every month from 2 to 6. And also, our Manchester garage sale is going full blast Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Wednesdays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay safe and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.